You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Brian Buffini, host of It's a Good Life, the podcast for entrepreneurs. Over the past 25 years, I've built America's largest business coaching company. My podcast takes everything I've learned along the way, some great guests I've met over the years, and gives you the tools to grow your business and yourself. Entrepreneurship isn't always an easy life, but with the right guidance, it can be a good one. So tune in to It's a Good Life, the podcast for entrepreneurs.
An owl's wings are designed for stealth flying, but just how the design works is still a bit of a mystery. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
So yeah, it's been known for over 80 years that owls are very silent flyers, and also that owls' wings have unique features that appear to be related to the silent flight. There are three features. One is little feathers that go forward of the front of the wing. Another one is the kind of fringe that is formed by the feathers at the back of the wing. And the third one is little hairs that grow out of the wing surface.
William Devenport is a professor of engineering at Virginia Tech. He's been taking a close look at why an owl's wing is so silent.
The focus of our work has really been to look at the possible effects of these little hairs. And these previously haven't been understood at any great depth in terms of what they can do to the sound made in flight. Our original thought came from the fact that the owl has little hairs growing out of its feathers, and we thought that the owl used these to quieten the sound made by the air rushing over the rough surface of the owl's wings. But in the course of our experimentation, we decided that actually the owl more likely uses these to quieten the sound made by the trailing edge of its wing, which is much louder than the rough surface.
Professor Devenport and his colleagues are aiming to design a silent wind turbine blade inspired by the fine structure of an owl's wing.
Our intent was to take the inspiration that came from the owl's hair and the results that we had seen in our first wind tunnel test and use them to come up with structures that we could put on the back of a wind turbine blade or on a wing that would quieten that wind turbine blade or wing.
We'll hear more in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.